prairie and grassland, dotted with small, mostly treeless hills, pass underneath the airship as it glides ever westward.
You see
the flagpole flying the white, gold, and green, a set of boot prints coming up and then going back down the same way. Northwest Territory, just outside of the official boundaries of Meridia.
Long, almost deer-like ears, very long black hair, a small point of glowing light.
You see
this brave new world. With its brave new nation.
The mess of enlisted men and enlisted women.
The stink and clamor of a working port.
Hundreds of faces.
Crossing a street can sometimes feel like more than crossing an ocean.
Moving up and down the river just to try and pay off that debt.
The beating steam and iron and magic soul.
That's how the books produced here in Meridia describe it.
But you know, you don't trust these Meridensi.
You hear a draconic voice come through the horn.
Everybody, hold on.
I wish you had told me that your crew was three kobolds, called Slim, Snap, and Smother. But you know what? They're growing on me.
They're much like mushrooms in that way.
You are now listening to A Tale from a World Asunder.